to a neighbor and say, "Great job on Friday."
So spectacularly on the Paramount stage? Maybe never?
Oh, I don't know.
A cappella, though. Memorized.
Never.
Never? Never? All right, well, let's. Everybody pat your neighbors back because. That was so, so very special. Board members, audience members, they just said, "Where was all their music? How did they do that? They sounded so good." So I just wanted to share all of that with you. Of course, it was recorded. We're really excited. It's in post-production right now. Kedrick and I have received the first go at it.
But there is a lot of editing that is going to happen as we go forward, because this is not just any archival recording. This will be released out into the world for people to download on Spotify and Apple Music and listen in your car. How cool is that going to be?
So cool.
Oh no, I'm truly tickled at the thought of that actually transpiring and it is going to. And it's all because of all of you. So just truly, thank you so much for matching the energy and the talent and the skills of your professional orchestra in front of you. It was a really magical night. And not only that, but just the audience experience that happened, that connection that you got to have with the orchestra and then together out into the audience. It was just so magical. And I just felt so incredibly privileged to be in the room with all of you accomplishing something so spectacular. So I hope that you all feel so proud. I'm sure very proud, extraordinarily proud as well. So just thank you. You have to do it again. We got based on wings 9, I've seen the score. So that's also exciting. This is Kendrick's first Beethoven 9. So you all will be doing this together for his very first time. The energy is also going to be incredible. The tickets are flying out the door. We're going to have a really full house. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you're looking forward to that. I know we've also got Coachella. We've got so many different things happening next month. And that's another thing I just want to thank you all so much for, is just the energy and the discipline that you have all approached every bit of what we've thrown at you. I do have to give you some bad news. We're going to actually be making it harder next year. We're going to be doing the very Requiem. Sort of a thing. It's going to be a lot harder. We're going to be doing another new commission, the Jasmine Barnes, the Tupac Requiem. That's going to be really extraordinary. So everything that you just got to do a cappella, it's going to be expanded for you. It's going to be written for you. So I hope that you are excited. We get through June. We have some great singing coming up. And then we're going to get to work in the fall on an extraordinary year. And Kendrick has been so impressed. He is already looking at 26, 27. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. But if it can get harder than the Verdi Requiem, it might sort of. So.
Yes.
But it will also be
no pressure.
Another really fun thing that I'm going to be very excited for. So I just want to express my gratitude and my admiration for all of you. Thank you so much. Also, you know, I'm accessible. I do come to you know, say thank you and to see you all, but I'm also accessible. If you have any thoughts, comments, feedback of anything like that, I do want you to know that I'm here. I'm not always here physically, but I'm always thinking of you all and tracking your progress. So just thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mia. Yes, we have quite a busy time on us now. We have 2 weeks, and then Maestro is here for our rehearsal with him for the Beethoven. We have the gala that same week as well. We have the Bocelli a couple weeks after that. And then, believe it or not, the open sings will start middle of July. So we do get a break, but it's going to feel a little continuous from this season into next. With that all being said, we are definitely growing and getting better and getting stronger. And I've gotten so many compliments from people that were at the concert on Friday who really enjoyed our acapella piece. They enjoyed Here I Stand. I had actually never heard the Brahms Second Symphony before Friday, and I had to stay for that. I thought it was wonderful, actually, to hear that. I do want to take some time, because some of you emailed about this, just to share some feedback and impressions on Friday. Let's just take a few minutes and talk about what we heard, what we liked, and what was challenging to us, and what we can do better in the future, because we can also learn from those things. So if anyone would like to start and share what they, yes, over here.
I thought it was fun having the orchestra not on the stage when we sang.
Yeah.
You know,
just seen that and been like, what's going on? Yeah. It was different, yeah, yeah. Has this choir, for those who've been in this organization for a while, have we ever done a standalone piece like that before?
Yes, but not at the Paramount.
Not at the Paramount, okay, okay. Yeah, I thought it was well done, and sometimes I cry, it was hard, but you all sang it so, so well, so bravo to that. Any other feedback or reactions? Yeah?
Nico, had a stolen I was going to say, but not in a bad way. I talked to two really good singers who were both very persnickety, and so both of them individually said that memorized piece made all the difference in the world. We were so present, we spoke, and to the audience, we were right there with you. So it's, to me, it's something that I like best, is when we can connect.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad to hear someone ask for more memorization. That is, it really is a triumph to be able for any symphonic choir. And just calling it a spade, that piece, Sometimes I Cry, is really written for what's called a chamber choir, like 30 or 40 or so or less. You'll not find a recording of a choir our size doing that. It's just too hard to tune, but we did it and did it really well. So bravo to all of you. Any other feedback? Yeah, oh, Alex, I saw your hand.
Yeah, I want to say, I was saying Nico over there, like, I'm really, really proud to be part of this group. I felt really proud to sit on the stage and hear full-throated commitment to DEI on Friday, followed up not just in words, but in action by multiple Black folks who are in artistic leadership and artistic direction that have to do with this group, which I think is very vastly needed just in the world of classical music right now. And I'm proud to be a part of an organization that's like that. Thinking more about like us and our sound, I've been a part of musical organizations in the past. We're talking about like having like just really amazing musical moments, like flow states, right, where you really feel like you're present in it, and you almost get goosebumps. And it's been a really long time, honestly, since I've had a moment like that, and I felt a couple of those on Friday throughout the evening, and it was just really quite an emotional journey, especially through the Here I Stand piece. And the other thing I'll just say is I think that really comes back to like the leadership of this organization. So I think of like Sarah, who shows up every week and keeps us in order. That's so positive and yet somehow gets such great results.
Yeah.
And Ash, just like thank you to you for pushing us. It means a lot. And thanks to the folks here on the chorus committee who also keep the ship running, run a tight ship.
You just said I agree with all of that, so thank you. Are there any other? Oh, Steen, I saw your hand.
Can I read something? Sure.
I don't usually like making people cry, but I actually would be happy with that comment for sure. Thank you. Charles.
I thought it was really important that we told the story of Paul Robeson. The year plus in between our first performance of that piece and the one last week was quite an eventful year.
Yes.
And the importance of telling that story just magnified so much in proportion. We needed, everyone needs that story more than ever. He was an amazing hero,
yeah,
an amazing voice, and was, you know, a really proud activist and progressive thinker.
I will fully admit, I didn't know a lot about Paul Robeson in my younger years. I think it was about 20 or 23 years old where I just started learning about him as a voice major. And to your comment, Alex, and what you just said, every orchestra, every organization, in the end, they're storytellers, right? We're telling a story, we're inviting our audiences to share in a journey with us. We are bolder in the stories that we tell. If you think about other programming around the country, other institutions losing funding because of choices, but you know, as Mieko said on stage, as others have advocated for, we will stay the course, and we will continue to tell these stories. And more than any music we do, more than any voices I get to work with, that is the reason why I'm still here. Not gonna lie, I've been approached many times by other choirs to take over and whatnot. I'm happy here. I like it here. And it's not just because of what we sing or how we sing, it's who we are. It's the fact that people like Charlie and Alex and Steen and Gina and all of you can come together across age differences and race differences and create something that's bigger than us. And it really is, it really is. So bravo to you all. There's so much more we can say about that program, but we have two rehearsals in Beethoven. So we're gonna jump to Beethoven. Oh yeah, Barbara.
Can I say just one
thing? Sure.
I was blessed to sing this last year and then got to sing it this year. And there was a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And some of it is that some of us knew the music better, mm-hmm. but I think it's because of all the people who have come to sing with us since last year.
Yeah.
It was a stunning experience, and I cried, and I can tell a tale on Alex, who sat next to me, so did he. We admitted it to each other. But part of it was because of all of you who joined us this year and made it such a full and wonderful.
If this is your first year in Oakland Symphony Chorus, could you stand up, please? When I took over this choir, it was much smaller. It was a lot more people that had been here for years, and bravo to them for keeping this choir going as well as they did. But as I said, we're growing, and we're getting better, and the community is noticing too. Other musicians are noticing too. So thank you all for that. Before we go to music, I do want to say one thing. This energy you have right now, this pride you have in yourselves, remember that when you tell people about auditions for this choir. Remember that same feeling when the open rehearsals start and it's time to invite people. I will tell you this in a couple weeks at our last rehearsal together here, but everyone is going to be asked to bring at least one person to the open rehearsals to audition for us. Right now we're at about 75, 80 members. Sarah, what's our stage limit? Like 120? 100? Oh, really? Oh. So we are closer. We are closer than I realized. I thought it was 120 for some reason. But that's a good problem. That's a good thing.
I think that'll bring a bass and tenor.
Yeah, ladies! I need your outro friends to participate in other ways. But definitely bass and tenors we could use some deep on for sure. But also to your point, when we did Here I Stand last year, that was with Pacific Edge Voices.
Oh, that's correct.
It was 40 of us and then 40 of them. This time, it was just us. It was just Oakland Symphony Chorus. And that's another sign of our growth. We don't have to borrow from other choirs as much anymore because we are growing and getting better. So bravo, bravo. Turn to a neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here. And stand up. Can you warm up if we can? Two sets, y'all. sound. So we get yo ho ho ah.
Yo ho ho.
Just connecting all the other notes still. Try it again.
Yo,
marcato.
Yo,
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 Form your tongue for the next L or S or whatever it is there. Okay? Try it again, singing it from the beginning. Freud, Alice will do some diction as well in just a second. But be listening as we sing this and feel free to be over and analytical. I'm fine with that. Freud! One, two, and.
Freud!
Sparkle. Right now it's Freude, Schöne. I want Freude, Schöne, Goethe, Hogan. We still keep the full value of the notes, but everything is an accent. And then when we do that separation, that ha, little, it'll make more audible sense. We'll hear it. Can you start at the first dynamic sound? Oh yeah.
There's horizontals about every 6 to 8 measures. Do you want those as accents? Do you want them as
accents? They're accents, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm trying to show them here, we'll get to those later, but basically the ends of every phrase, like talk der aus Elli, the home, it's like a crescendo into that accent there, but we'll get to that for sure. Go back to Deinet Salve, the first one, which is page 30, measure 559.
Die.
Right there. Marcato, diction, keep it nice and dark. One, two, and.
Die, Thank you.
Zeit um Schlungen. Just treat them like quarter notes. They're basically staccato. What's the definition of a staccato?
Half.
It cuts the note value in half, so half notes become quarter notes then. Schlungen, not Schlungen. They still have weight. They're just quarter notes or quarter rests in there. Okay? Tenor bass, when you get to Millionen, I'm hearing Milli. I would have a mark for every singer in this choir over measures 595 to 626. This whole section, molto darko. Molto covered. Very covered, very operatic, but no vibrato. You can have the opera shape, you know, this is not an opera, but it's very operatic. You can have the opera shape, but no vibrato. We'll say vibrato for the section we just sang and the fugues coming up there. Start right here again, tenor bass. How do we say that first word?
Zeit.
Zeit, right? What's the vowel we hold? Ah, right? Zeit. Ooh, right there. And boom. Zeit. Darker. Boom. Schlung. Because the texture in this section is a little more legato and slower, it's not a D, D, it's more of a weighted D, D, D. Put the accent on the vowel, not the consonant, if that makes sense, when you see those forzandos there. Also, notice your dynamics. Even though it's all forte or fortissimo, this section is in fact forte, and then you all have a crescendo in measure 608 up to fortissimo while you're singing Der. Does that make sense? Yeah. Altos measure 606, that you're actually gonna put a crescendo on that, so when the soprano comes in again, so we get that beautiful clash, it'll be just flowing into measure 609 there. Stand up this section again, please. Tenors, keep that darkness. Bass, it's very lovely when you do. And boom.
Zeit um
Schlungen. Up, sing Schlungen.
Schlungen.
Schlungen. Schlungen. Yeah, that metrical with it. Just quarter note rest, quarter note rest from Zeit, and boom.
Zeit umschlungen.
Softer together with sopranos and altos.
you need to make a call on whether you want it to be Vonen or Vonen.
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah. Vonen. Yeah. And mainly it's just so we can hear it above the orchestra there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Going on, please. Actually, go back to the same spot and then we'll come on with your parts as well. 6-11. How do we say that word at 6-11, Alex?
Bruda.
Is it a brr or a br?
Bruda.
It's like a rolled R?
I mean, yeah.
I'm fine with it. Okay. Right there. Make sure we time that dotted half note, tenors and basses. One, two, three, de. The de is very sore. Right there. Out. Do the same dotted half note as altos and tenors.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good catch there. In the next measure, 6:23, don't separate between muss and ein liebe. I know some choirs do, just connect it if you can. Out.
Sed, like tzatziki. Sed.
Sed.
Never going to say
Yeah. It's not very long. It's not cell. We're not snakes. It's just cell. Okay.
My pronunciation of Ruda and other places, usually we do not want to emphasize pronounce the R at the end of a word. Is this an exception?
We're not pronouncing the R at the end of the word here. You're talking about Bruda?
Yeah.
Bruda.
Okay. I'm hearing it wrong.
You're hearing wrong. Okay. Good. Go to your next entrance. This is 631. What's your dynamic here? It's basically pianissimo. Yeah. Just mark it now because it's pianissimo. I know. If you look in the accompaniment, it's there, but not in our vocal parts. Yeah. 631, let's sing this. Ready? Out. It just probably says crush over your part, but I would draw it in just so you know. That gets up to mezzo forte in bar 634. But then it's a subito pianissimo. So you have Just speaking all those things we just did. From the shofar and the goal. Ready? At.
Shofar.
Boom. Bring it out. Bring it out. Everyone from Bend, 638. Belt out. So we get stem, then, mus, and keep listening, vol. We decrescendo on vol so that the nen is mezzo piano.
The nen
isn't
shortened?
No. The nen can be, in 646, the nen can be full value there. There's nothing else after it. Everyone from Vent last time, 638. Ready, out. Vent! Separate. Or just the tenor splitting on 651.
Sorry, are soprano twos doing the whole line?
Yeah, you do the whole line from measure 650, that alto line, and then when you get to page 40, you jump back to soprano for the fugue. Okay? Let me hear that, please. This is from, soprano alto entrance, fugue, and then tenor bass, you come around with it. Ready, and one. And really, sopranos, I don't need like super vowels, you can more cover. Like a soundscape there. Try it again, we're gonna go on the fugue, so be ready there. That part there, soprano start, ready, and one.
He goes fast, we go fast. On the beat.
focus of our souls during Bocelli auditions and whatnot, but let's make sure we don't lose some of those beautiful markings we established. Like, for example, sopranos, no breaks in there. It's hard to breathe in there anyway, but try your best to keep that as one thought. Same for alto. What was the texture we were going for when we had this part? Yeah, it's more connected. So they're all longer notes there, but we still pulse them. Keep the note values long. In counter to that, your focus is more diction and separation and accuracy. You're about long text in that section there. I want to hear just the tenors and basses, if I can. Top of 41, when you come in, no soprano alto right now. I'm listening to make sure that we're always taking a breath after kuss, like tenors in 668. Diesen kuss der ganzen Welt. Make sure we hear that separation. Just tenors and basses. Seid frei. One tender, two tender, go. But I need to hear some words. I know it gets high, but if you need to sacrifice some tone for diction, I'm fine with that. Basses. Oh, 670 basses. Himmlische Heiligtum. That rest after Heiligtum is not a breath. There's no way you can breathe there. It has to be just a break. Himmlische Heiligtum, seid umschlungen. Take your catch breath somewhere else if you can. Yes. Try again, tenors and basses, keeping it dark, please, and rhythmically accurate. And if so, you'll be there in spaces. One and a, two and a, go.
Thank you.
Family, this is your homework assignment for next week. This is measures letter R, 7:30, making sure we get those intervals there all the way until where we stop at 7:62. 7:30 to 7:62. I'll listen to individuals say that next week. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. So we went through the main theme. We went through the slow section. We did the fugue. That's the bulk of the middle. When we come back from break, we'll work on the beginning stuff. Diamonds are bendy. They're mostly covered already. And we'll do the ending presto section as well, which we haven't gotten to yet. Announcements from the chorus committee. And Sarah, do you have announcements as well? Okay, I'll let Barbara go first.
I didn't talk to you about why I sang.
After break. Who's doing why I sing tonight?
Yes.
There we go. After break, we'll hear from you, okay?
Just two things. Next week, Alto's such a good job with the chairs. Keep it up. By the end of May, you'll be really good, and then you'll be fired.
Before I forget, next week, the U shape again, the week after will be against the aisle because my sister will be here.
And soprano, she had to do refreshments next week.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Sarah.
I just want to remind people of the dress code. We had a few things on Friday. If you're wearing a tie, it's a flat black tie, not patterned. And if you are wearing a skirt, it is 3/4 or lower. That's just visually, but it's also because you're on stage at people's eye level or higher. You need a long skirt. So, nothing mean, it's 3/4 or lower. We have a few people who did not have that. We did not pull you this time, but we will start pulling people. So, those are the only two things, which is amazing. But yeah, the skirt's pretty an important one.
Yeah, let's make sure we're really adhering to those uniform policies and the handbook that are put on the memos. One thing I really love is when we can all do things professionally together, like when we stand up with our holders at our side, we look good, and we open our music together. Let's make sure we adhere to the visual standards as much as the vocal standards.
One other thing, when you signed in tonight, you noticed two green columns, a yes and a no column. We do want to know your commitment about singing in this concert. So please, if you didn't do it already, during the break, if you go and indicate either a yes column or no column, and they go for nine.
Thank you, Moody. And before she finishes that, it's not really supposed to be like a, I want to or don't want to do this. We need all voices, especially for this piece. This is a much larger, louder orchestra that we have to cut over. So if you're someone who is thinking about participating, not sure, make it short tonight if you are, please, so we can have accurate numbers then.
Tag on to that. The only reason we're asking this time, and it's not an expectation, is because June is so far outside of our season. We know a lot of our ongoing members who plan their lives have family vacations that start consistently in June. So that's why it's a question this time. But in general, it shouldn't be a question. If it's on the schedule, please expect to sing. A second part to the skirt is that we have a lot of older chorus members who have a lot of long skirts. So if you are someone who needs a long skirt, you don't have to buy it. Several of our older chorus members have volunteered theirs if you need it to. Reach out to Monique and she'll connect you to someone who might have a skirt of your size to be the correct length. Don't buy them if you don't have one. There are plenty of people who have volunteered to offer them to borrow.
And keep in mind, we're giving you all these uniform announcements now because the intention is to pull people off stage if you show up not in the correct uniform. So this is your warning. Please be in the correct uniform, especially Bocelli singers. Look at that memo. There are differences to what we're used to. I think one of the options is out, so please make sure you adhere to that, okay? Good, it is 8:30? Is it 8:30? Okay, 8:26. You are back in your seats at, oh, I'm nice, 8:40. 8:40, thank you. And we'll have why I sing after break, okay?